the keys upon the table. You wanted to never brush your little makeup. You wanted to have the chance of anyway to shake up. You wanted to put your little kiss upon the table. You wanted to.
Why not think you trust in my self-righteous suicide? I cry when angels deserve to die.
Hey everybody, I'm Ray Romano, and this is 12,000 seconds of piano tuner herpes.
Hi, my name is Patrick Swayze. How's it going?
I'm just riff. I can't fool you.
Oh man, you couldn't think of a single celebrity.
I can't lie to our fans that way.
You really need to learn to lie to the fans. You're not going to be a proper internet celebrity if you don't figure out how to do
that. I'll come up with something for next week.
Okay. I got a lot of mileage out of Dakota Fanning. You might want to consider picking that
one up. I don't even know who Dakota Fanning is.
Dakota Fanning is, she's like a creepy little girl.
Rick totally fits the bill of a creepy.
Oh, is that the chick, the little girl that was in that Denzel Washington movie where she got kidnapped?
Yeah,
by
I think
Mexican
so.
Guys?
She's in War of the Worlds.
Oh yeah, there she is.
She's okay. Sort of like Haley Joel Osment-esque. Like she's eerily.
Whoa, the picture they have of her on IMDb is really, really frightening.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to take a look at that.
It's like grinning skull face, evil death. Girl.
Man, that must be tough to sign on your report card.
Grinning skull head face evil death girl.
Whoa. Nice. This girl's a successful actor who was born the year I graduated from high school.
She's born 2 years after I graduated on that.
Oh, I forgot school. You're older than
that. You guys are old.
Riff's even older than me, man.
Should've. You little whippersnappers.
I'm, like, the second youngest person on staff, and I'm 23, so...
Who's the youngest? Fusilda?
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, we old dudes tend to stick together.
Yeah. They smell funny.
So, yeah, I was in the middle of... Somebody had sent in a question that made me want to start storing the number of vampire hearts you've turned in, which I wish I had thought to do that initially.
They're going to lose like 2 days.
No. So I've coded it up real quick, and I think it's working, but I need to do 5 more seconds of testing. Right, Waterboo asks where Dakota Fanning is. She'll be back next week.
Let's see here.
Oh, darn. I should have been Peter Lorre. I could have done the Peter Lorre voice.
Yeah,
you could do the Peter Lorre voice anyway. Let me give myself some vampire hearts. Ha ha ha.
XYM says, hooray for Triffids. Hooray indeed.
Hooray indeed for Triffids. I like me some Triffids.
My sticks.
I remember my dad telling me stories about having to ride his bicycle home at night from the movie theater where he had watched Day of the Triffids, and how, you know, it really fucks you up if a movie makes you scared of plants if you have to go anywhere, you know, like. And
except
if
you live out here.
What's that?
Except if you live out here.
There's plants.
Not many.
There's probably special desert cactus Triffids that'll kill you.
Whoa, weird. What gives you the Fu Manchu mustache effect?
The sweet nutcracker.
Oh, right. I totally forgot that I was adventuring with the sweet nutcracker. I should really play this game.
I'm really surprised I knew that.
I've heard it's cool.
Yeah. That's like after I stopped playing is when we put that in. So Mom points out that he was scared shitless for trees by trees for weeks after watching Poltergeist.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. You know, I think I finally actually saw Poltergeist all the way through. That was something that, it was one of those things that I feel like I should have seen as a kid, but
yeah.
I didn't until I was, I don't know, close to 30, 20. I probably watched it last year. It's weird, though, like, there was a tremendous portion of my life where I didn't have cable, and it's like just in the last, like, year and a half or 2 years have I had cable and enough money to have the movie channels, and so I've watched a lot of movies that I hadn't seen before.
Yeah, I haven't had cable I've had cable, but I haven't watched it in like 6 years.
Yeah, I haven't watched much TV at all in a long time.
The Inertron sort of takes away from my desire to watch TV.
Yeah, DVDs and video games.
Yeah. Let's see here. Newbot says, how come object detection doesn't help out in the barrel full of barrels? Because unlike the other places where it does help, which I'm not going to say because it's a spoiler, we don't actually know what's in each barrel before you hit it. So there's no way for that to reliably tell you whether a barrel is going to explode or not.
Plus, all those barrels are objects.
Yeah.
So, I mean, your object detection would go, hey, look, objects! Woo!
Yeah, that's very true. The Cyclops says, just as a bit of a wonder, how many lines of code is the raw adventure.php file, and how often do you put multiple things to do on one line? Depends on who writes the script. Adventure.php is mostly JIT, so there are not as many lines as if that it had been something that I had written, because our styles are different.
Yeah.
Something which occasionally causes friction between us, but never enough to
friction as just indentation problems.
Yeah, but I think I solved most of them.
No, I think you did. I think it's actually, we've gotten to the point where we can both work the way we want to, and neither of our code irritates the other. So
yeah.
That's good.
I'm only mildly irritated whenever I have to hit W too many times in Vim, but that's just, I get over it.
I use tabs, and he uses spaces, and it's like, let's call the whole thing off. And then I'm like, no, wait, I'd have twice as much three times as much work to do if I called the whole thing off, so I'm like, you know, whatever.
See, I'm smart, and I use Vim to do all the work for me, so I just changed some Vim settings and made it exactly exactly the same as the way he did those things.
Yeah, well, the thing is, Adventure doesn't actually do that much. I mean, all of the Adventure data is stored in the database, so how do you count the lines in a file?
I'm just going to open it up in Vim and go to the bottom. Adventure.php is 2,667 lines.
Is that without all the includes, though?
No, it's with the includes.
Oh, with the includes, okay.
Without the includes, it is... opening it up...
See, the code that we...
It's about half that. We work on sort of a janked up code include system to where we're, as normal programmers who are working with compile language, would have different files for all of our functions. We use Perl scripts to build all of our functions into the same file, since we have to since our web servers have to load up the page every time we call it.
PHP and Apache really suck when it comes to disk access. And so, rather than using an include file with all the functions, we have a like sort of a main include file with all the functions, and then we build copies of all the scripts that have individual copies of each function in it. So the code that we're working on, I mean, there'll be like, you know, 500 lines of code that we refer to using one line of code, you know. So Our scripts, the scripts for the game don't tend to be particularly big. Once they're like, quote unquote, fake compiled, then they are sort of big.
Yeah, but some things get big though, like the leaflet.
Yeah, I guess so. The function include is like 363k.
Yeah, fight.php is pretty big.
Yeah, fight is huge because all the familiar activity is hard coded, and so that's.
Though I'm working on that.
Fight's like 165k. How big is the leaflet?
I hear that right.
The leaflet's only 70k. That's actually not too bad.
Yeah.
PvP is pretty big and also stupid.
I'm sure all the PvP people will be
happy. Well, I mean, the thing is, I don't feel... Like, whenever I think about the people who are really into PvP, I just sort of feel guilty about not providing them anything better to play with than they have.
Well, there are certainly ideas, things that we actually like, too, but...
Yeah.
How's that big old... I haven't even read the PvP thinking thread in a long time.
Yeah, we gave them a whole forum to kind of hash out ideas. I think that we may have come up with something collectively that's simple enough for me to like and satisfying enough for them to be able to get behind. So it's a matter of...
The biggest problem I saw with a lot of it is a lot of it relies on, like, keeping track of how many monsters you've killed.
Yeah, and I think we've sort of been able to get rid of a lot of that. A lot of what their ideas were, Marshall and that whole PvP think tank crew, relied on just adding a shitload of minigames. And I think that the solution that we've come up with that I sort of like is getting rid of the minigame idea to a certain extent and having it be that you basically get things that are like skills, except they are specifically for PvP. So, like, they're all kind of, you know, one to... I guess you gain proficiency at minigames. Like, let's say that one of the things that can happen in a PvP match is playing Tiddlywinks. You will basically have a Tiddlywinks skill that you can raise by performing in-game actions, and then when you PvP somebody, it, you know, kind of rolls against both of your Tiddlywinks skills to see who wins the Tiddlywinks game.
I like the idea of a Tiddlywinks skill.
Yeah, well, totally. Having it, but they're not really skills, you know? They're just sort of like... They're sort of like PvP... numbers that describe a set of skills for beating other people at games or up.
Yeah, things that we can basically just write funny content around.
Yeah, and have them be, I mean, you know, have it be like fairly difficult to max out any one of them, you know,
or maybe make it like maxing out one comes at the cost of like game or becoming rusty at the others.
Oh, that's an interesting idea. That would add for some, but I mean, it seems like then, I don't know. We'd have to make sure that they all had the same relative difficulty to max out if they were gonna decay at the same.
Well, that's just number tweaking.
Relative rate. Yeah, I mean, the trouble is the more it needs to be balanced and the more it needs to be consistent, the less interesting it can be. I think maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong.
Or we've got some pretty smart people who can think about
that. That's true. But you know, the idea, the thing was that there was going to be this sort of like dojo in the mountains where you'd go and do different things and to get different people to train you in different things. You had to, you know, meet certain gameplay criterion
and fall out of your chair.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got plenty of wall back here. I realized, you know, one of the advantages of having a super fucked up sleep schedule is that I haven't been drinking or eating very much, like drinking very much booze or eating very much booze cubes from my freezer, which I have a liquid nitrogen supercomputer freezer.
Why is the freezer a supercomputer?
Yeah, I know, it's weird. It's it figures out, you know, like how much room is left in the freezer, so it can tell me really fast when I'm like, computer, how much room is left in the freezer? And it gets pissed off because I'm supposed to call it supercomputer. It sucks. Anyway, one thing that happened right before the show is that I drank some whiskey, like I frequently do, but I haven't really had any booze for like 3 days or any food for the last day, so I might be a little less articulate than I usually am. course, you guys are used to me being drunk, so. And by you, I mean the listeners, as well as my employees. Though typically, I just don't show up when I'm drunk, so they don't often see it. It's like, you know, not drinking in front of the kids. Doesn't do much for morale when I stumble in and vomit on the.
You're not my real dad.
On the stoop. I'm not your real dad. I don't know enough about English professing.
Professing to be English. Oh, let's see here. Phantom Flame says, I was pointed to messaging you to ask the question, does ignoring someone prevent them from betting with you in the MMG and you with them for Jick's next show? No, it does not. I don't see a good reason to do that. I mean,
there's really no interaction involved in an MMG bet, so.
Yeah. He's taking my bets and I'm winning some of the time and he's winning some of the time.
Yeah, it's not like they can really fuck with you.
I think it's just sort of the false perception that there's control in the MMG, which makes people think like, oh, if he takes my bets, I'm going to lose. But the reality of that is that, no, that's not possible. So, I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see here. Morbank says, if you zap a 7-foot dwarven Matic, it should turn into a 7-foot dwarven Matlock.
Or a 7-foot dwarven Matchlock.
Yeah. Ah. Yeah. Matic, Matlock, and Matchlock. Wow. We should add some more letters to the game so that we can do stuff like that.
Yep.
What would Matlock do?
Morbank continues to say it would be like a detective skull.
Oh, right. Is Andy Griffith still alive?
I'm pretty sure he's dead. Although he might not be.
I wonder.
He's going to go find out.
Well, I already have I already have one skeletal actor up on IMDb. I don't remember Andy Griffith dying, but. Date of birth, June 1st, 1926. No, it looks like he's still alive. He's apparently in a movie which is currently being filmed called Who Stole Santa's Sack?
Oh, man.
Does he play the part of the sack?
He plays the part of Santa.
Oh.
It's kind of
and everybody, Santa. Quick, send in a lot of questions because it's about to be rollover.
Woo, rollover. I mean, boo, rollover. Let's see here. Migs is asking why the Naughty Sorceress doesn't do elemental damage, because we were lazy and didn't put in any elemental damage for her to do. I don't know if we want the Sorceress.
I mean, it might also be that Mr. Skullhead, who's going through and sort of assigning elements to damage based on the narrative context, has not gotten to the Naughty Sorceress yet.
Because
that's kind of a work in progress. I don't know if you guys have really noticed, but there have been a lot more combat texts going in. Like, we're getting to the point where almost every monster has 6 different attack texts, or at least in the early game. And well, I shouldn't say in the early game, because early game does not necessarily equal early in the monster table,
right?
But
sort of early in the order which it was implemented.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Slowan Me says, you should be able to untinker an orangish aphrodisiac, into an orangish afro and a deziac.
What's a deziac?
I don't know. Maybe,
is it like these nuts?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's the sound you make if you swallow these nuts. These, yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with these nuts. Slowenby also says, there should be a Mr. Store songbook that teaches the accordion thief skill Ode to Jews, which increases the usefulness of the dreidel, except on Saturdays it wouldn't work. That's kind of funny, actually. We should make it so the dreidel doesn't do anything on Saturdays.
Saturday is a day of rest.
Except to make it chides you for going out adventuring. You know, you really should just stay in your campground all day.
Watch the TV you turned on yesterday.
Yeah, watch the TV you turned on yesterday. Oh, boy. C.D. Moyer says, why is the alphabet giant holding a G and an N and not a D? Stop asking so many questions.
He eats the G in the middle of the fight to gain strength. Because it stands for good food.
Yeah.
All right. Neville Dunjacoby says, it'd be cool if we could combine the Big Rock with a pile of candy and get a Big Rock Candy Mountain. It'd have cigarette trees and streams of alcohol that come a-trickling down the rocks. That's true. And then you could zap it into Hootie singing about tender, crisp bacon cheddar ranch.
Or not. I hate that commercial so much. Sizzler says, could it be possible to track favorite weapon, i.e. weapon most used in combat? Like favorite food or favorite boots? Technically, but I don't see a reason why. I mean, I guess that would be kind of neat to know. Let's see here. Speaker says, in the clan message hall, why does it take you to KML whenever you click on the reply private message link? Shouldn't it open up a PM and say reply KML instead? I'm not really sure. That's going to change whenever I receive the bug up my ass to change it and re-implement the clan message system like I've been talking about. Seems like we mentioned that on the show before. Am I alone here?
Am I what?
Okay. Who? You both are still alive. I'm like, where's my backup? But yeah, that's all going to change someday, I think. Maybe.
Fred Levi says, I'm going to have to stop listening to your Thursday show. It's too late. I think it's messing with my circadian rhythm. But I can listen tonight because it's long weekend.
Woo! That was in capitals. My suggestion to you is to become nocturnal. I'm sure everyone in your life who interacts with you or expects things out of you will be happy to accommodate you.
Fred Levi says, if you have a black and white forest, the ultra rare monster in both should be Michael Jackson. That's kind of funny. There was a scene in Family Guy last Sunday where Cleveland is all pissed off and just destroying this car, and then he turns into a jaguar and runs off. It was so fucking great. It made me feel kind of old, though. I was watching it with my wife, who, as you may know, is 10 years younger than me, and who got not as many references as I got. Though she did get the Michael Jackson black or white reference. Ah, boy.
Fred Levi's apparently disappointed in you and me, Riff, for choosing the Prince as our favorite Katamari guy.
I never used any of the other ones.
The Prince is the first. He's the best.
Yeah.
Fred Levi says, hey, Jack, is your character wearing anything, or are you using Leap powers to hide your clothes? I'm using Leap powers to hide my clothes.
As am I.
I'm not as lead as they are.
Right, I offered the cloak your inventory. You're like, no, I want people to be able to see what I'm wearing.
Well, you know.
I guess.
Ashelon says, lifetime stats. I know you track them. Can they be added to our private profile, please? Yeah, I know. I mean, it's not that I don't want to answer this every time you ask it. It's that I keep feeling bad because I forget to do it. There's absolutely no reason not to. Though I don't know. It's stored in a temp table for the generation of the.
Isn't it just player mirror?
Is it? No. Lifetime stats. It's stored because it does a sum from the ascension table. And adds your current stats. Which do you think it'd be a big deal?
What's that?
I wonder. It would probably be better to show your lifetime stats on your ascension history because that's already hitting the ascension table. I wouldn't want it to have to do a group by query on the ascension table every time you looked at your own profile.
Yeah.
But putting it in your ascension history would actually that seems I think actually
he probably meant his character sheet, not his profile.
Well, yeah. I think people refer to the character sheet as a private profile, but still, I don't necessarily want to hit that every time.
Put it in your ascension history, then other people can load it.
Oh. But then other people can see it.
well, then it'll be called infinitely many more times than putting it in the pro.
You know, maybe we should just store it in the player table and update it when we do that.
Which seems like a reasonable idea.
Yeah, because that makes it pretty easy.
Because, you know, we need the one thing we need to do is make the player table bigger.
Well,
it's not that it hurts anything.
The player table is not all that big. And the thing is, we made it so much smaller recently by cleaning out all that fluff.
Yeah, I guess we can put some more fluff in.
Glebe says, what is best in life? That's funny because that was just on the other day. Or maybe it was this morning. I don't know anything about time anymore.
Because your
days just bleed into each other.
You get used to it after a little while.
Yeah.
Riff is the master of having visual.
That's nuts, man. And hot stuff, too. This is going to be bad for me when he comes out to visit again, because he's just going to be an enabler for my... Oh, come on. You're kind of tired, but you could stay up for another 6 hours playing World of Warcraft. Oh, I guess I could. You know, hey, now that we're up, you know, at 10 in the morning because we stayed up all night playing World of Warcraft, let's just go to work. Yeah, you know, I could drink some coffee and just go to work. And all right, I'm going to take a 17-minute nap. Oh, that's a good idea. And then I'm like sleep for 17 hours instead of 17 minutes. Yeah.
Ever since I got the cat, my sleep schedule's just been actually really consistent, because the cat wakes me up at 9 a.m. or so every day.
I guess that does. See, my cat doesn't really.
I let him go, if I didn't let him go into my room, then he wouldn't, but I do, so. Yeah.
My cat doesn't interact with me while I'm sleeping unless I sleep for more than 12 hours or so, in which case the cat cuddles up next to me and it's real sweet.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww. The cat mostly just tries to be sweet, but he ends up just, like, sleeping near my head so I can't get any sleep. He's purring too loud.
Anyway, Glebe says, what is best in life? And the answer, of course, is to crush your enemies, to see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of the women.
Yep.
Yeah. Conan is a good movie.
Also Cherry Pie.
And
it will put a smile on your face 10 miles wide.
Madwick, Mad AWC, says, can you tell us what the in-game effect hemophilia does? No.
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a little bit angry at Mr. Skullhead for leaking that item out. It's not that it's a big deal, but...
Wait, what happened?
Mr. Skullhead gave Aubrey Anne a talisman of Bacula.
Oh, really? I thought she found it.
No.
Huh. Well, that's kind of gay.
Yeah, I'm a little bit angry, but not really angry enough to tell him or do anything about it.
Well, I mean, it's not... I don't know. The Gun Run says, where the fuck is that fucking extra profanity filter? Motherfuckers! Well, you found it and turned it on, obviously. Vash Arion says, how do you fumble without a weapon? Does your hand fall off? How do you type with boxing gloves on? The Gun Run also asks, what is your personal policy on Juarez? Juarez, Mexico? I'm a fan. It was funny. I encountered this guy when I was working at this ISP, who was telling me about this great place to get free software, and it was the Juarez site. And I'm like, oh, huh.
You're like,
it took me a long time to realize that he was just mispronouncing wares. And
I always pronounced it whereas, because wares doesn't translate to the same thing in my head.
We used to say Juarez, but... You know, on purpose.
Sarcastically.
Yeah.
I gained an amount of responsibility when I suddenly am in a position where I could get sued and it would take this game away from everybody. So, on this computer, I won't use any unlicensed software. And at home, I mean, honestly, to me, it's less of a hassle to go to the store and buy something at this point than it is to worry about getting some hacked version of it to work without the CD or whatever, and then worry about it being virus infested, and then, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't feel like... The other thing is, like, you know, my computer, now that I'm... there just aren't a lot of applications that.
Yeah, I got the new Dell recently, and it's got Firefox and.
Yeah, it just comes with everything that you want. I mean, really, almost everything I do with a computer now uses like free software anyway. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I use 99% of my computer activity is using PuTTY and either Firefox or Internet Explorer. You know. But
yeah.
It's like, you know, I mean, I don't...
I've come to prefer free tools whenever they're useful.
I don't have any desire to just accumulate software anymore in case I ever need it. I mean, I guess back when I was younger and still sort of figuring out what I wanted to do and it didn't really have, like, a thing that I did on the computer like I do now, then sure, you know, it's like, oh, well, I'm going to get some, you know... MIDI sequencing stuff so I can fuck around and make a song. All right, now I'm going to get some animation software so I can fuck around and draw some pictures. Now I'm going to, you know, get whatever so I can fuck around and do whatever. But, I mean, now it's like I just kind of, you know, when I first formed the corporation, all of the shareware that I had been using, I just bought it all. I mean, I spent, like, you know, $300 just licensing all the software that I'd been using, which I use TextPad a lot, which, you know... You can make fun of me for using a commercial text editor, but, you know, it was $30 for a lifetime registration, and it's a good piece of software. And I use PaintShop Pro, which is, you know, everybody makes fun of me and tells me that if I just opened my mind and let layers into my heart
does PaintShop Pro do layers?
Yeah, PaintShop Pro totally does layers. PaintShop Pro does basically everything that Photoshop does.
Can it make animated GIFs?
It can't natively make animated GIFs, but I mean GIFs. But it, when you buy PaintShop Pro, you also get Animation Shop Pro, which just has, like, a wizard for making animated GIFs. And it's... The thing is, you can't, like... What I do, and this is... you guys would probably, based on your experiences in Photoshop, describe this as pretty cumbersome. You can't edit images in Animation Shop.
Weird.
You can... Maybe you can, and I just don't know about it. But basically, I save every frame in PaintShop, and then I go into Animation Shop and draw a box around the frames, and then set the timing, and then I've got the animated GIF. I mean, it's like... It's just... It's not a big deal, and PaintShop Pro is $100 $700.
That's why I was sitting here thinking, oh, I would totally love to have Photoshop, except for the fact that it costs $700.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just, it's not something that, I mean, see, that's the thing. I guess I would have pirated Photoshop for something to fuck around with in the past, but, you know, it's not worth using if you have to pay for it, is my take on Photoshop right now. And I'm sure, you know, I'm sure that there's some Photoshop evangelists that would tell me all the things that I'm missing. And you know, theoretically, when Hot Stuff makes animated GIFs, he makes them faster than I do. I think we had a contest once, didn't we?
You almost did.
We were going to have a contest where I'm like, all right, our goal is to add these sparkles to this GIF. You do it in Photoshop. I'll do it in the combination of PaintShop and Animation Shop, and we'll see who gets done first. And then we didn't do it because we just decided to settle it with a fist fight.
Which turned out to be a sissy slap fight.
It was more of a homoerotic slap fight than a fist fight. But, I mean, really, what are you going to do? He's Hot Stuff.
Yeah.
I'm gonna. You guys answer a question or two. I'm going to try and download this song that I like. It's legal.
The Gun Run says, what forms of contraception do you guys use? Mostly abstinence right now.
Broken glass.
Yeah. Riff is a purist.
Broken glass, wow. You sever your vas deferens with some broken glass.
Vash Arion says, what does the asymmetric staff think of Arctic monkeys? They're probably pretty cold up there.
Yeah, poor monkeys.
Yeah. Why did you leave them in the Arctic?
You wanted to. Yeah, why'd you leave the monkeys in the Arctic? What? That was cool.
It was good.
No.
Yes, it was. All right. So I found this song.
Dragonslayer Knight thinks you're ugly.
What?
Well, he doesn't say which one of us he's talking to.
Draven 16 says, you guys rock, thanks for being so entertaining. Well, you know, we all have faces for radio. What is mp3.com? Is that anything real?
It used to be the fairly decent site for bands to put music on back in like the 1990s.
Yeah, their catalog got nuked though. I don't know what it is now.
I always forget in Google to do the in-title index of thing because that is
the what?
Tends to be a decent way to find MP3s.
I've never heard of that.
Where you're just searching the contents of all the sites for things with MP3 on the end.
If you do in Google, if you do in title colon index period of, then what that does is it only searches like open directories. Where Apache is just serving the contents of a directory. And a lot of times people will just have directories full of files that are indexed on Google and just have shit laying in them that aren't linked to anywhere. So it's pretty handy. Like, I just found this song that I was looking for by doing that.
And I'll have to try that sometime. Next time I'm trying to download a perfectly legal sound.
Yeah, but I mean, it works. The thing is, a lot of times the results that you find are some god-awful slow Apache server that's running on somebody's DSL connection or whatever. But at the same time, not a lot of people know that trick, and so there don't tend to be a lot of people hitting it. And I mean, it usually works for me when I'm looking for something kind of obscure, like this acoustic version of Men at Work's Overkill, which that's a good song, I think. I think it's a good song.
Do you have an acoustic version of Vampire Bat?
I don't think I have an acoustic version of Vampire Bat.
That would be the worst.
I'm trying to
ever talk
like that gay community outreach guy on Family Guy.
Do you have a mix of Move Any Mountain by The Shaman?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, that's kind of an in-joke that like three other people in the world
So is The Shaman are like a techno band though, right?
Yeah, they're an old like 80s sort of English.
I think I have some Shaman. I think I have some track, but like I bought this CD when I was in high school called Welcome to the Future, which was just a bunch of random techno songs. Where the crap did this shit save? Aha, right here. This is gonna be sweet. You guys are gonna hear this. I heard this song because I've been watching. I bought the first couple seasons of Scrubs on DVD, and that show is just fucking great.
I've never seen it.
It's good.
I don't know that I want any Scrubs.
Yeah, I know that it. Typically, a scrub is a guy who don't get no love from you.
Yeah.
Because I mean, he's always just hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holla at you.
I hate that, man.
Yeah.
What? You hate that? Or you hate me?
No, I hate that.
Oh, okay. Good. You're not fired.
Yay!
Did
you ever see Oz?
The HBO?
Yeah.
No, I never got into that. I watched The Sopranos for a long time, and I was a big fan of Six Feet Under and Carnival and Rome, but I never watched Oz.
I should look into getting the DVDs. Because that was like the last. That was pretty much the last thing that I would regularly watch on TV. I really got into that.
Anyway, Scrubs is a good show, and I don't know how much Zach Braff, who's like sort of the main character, the guy who ended up going on to make Garden State. I don't know how much he had to do with Scrubs from a like decision making standpoint, but it seems like they use a lot of the same music. And Scrubs and Garden State. It's a good show. It's like it's a good show in the same way that MASH is a good show, only that because it, you know, it's like sort of it's pretty dark. I mean, MASH was at its heart like a show about war and death.
Yeah.
You know, and so I mean, Scrubs is at its heart a show about like hospitals and death, but the comic relief in Scrubs is not as clinger as the comic relief in MASH. So
you could have ever.
It's a little better. Yeah, I mean, Clinger was sort of a Jar Jar of what otherwise would have been a much better.
Except
thing.
For he was tolerable.
Yeah. I gotta say, if I had to pick between being locked in a room with either Clinger or Jar Jar, Clinger would be a.
What if you had like a rusty Shiv?
Huh. What did Clinger have?
A dress.
a rust-colored shift. SYEF says, why did you decide to make adventures?
Because an adventurer...
Because otherwise the game would be really, really dull.
Well, unless they're saying, you know, why are there adventures and not just combats?
Yeah.
Because adventures came first.
Yeah, like the chicken or the egg. Sagittarius says, do you know anything about the relationship between Tidus and Waka? I mean, they seem to be friends. They just seem to be friends. But have you ever noticed that pixelated look that Waka gives Tidus?
Waka, Waka, Waka.
What the fuck is that all about?
He's talking about Final Fantasy X.
Oh,
never played that.
Great.
I always thought their outfits were pretty gay, but I couldn't tell you anything about their relationship.
The Gun Run says, have you guys ever had a blowjob while playing a video game?
Probably.
Yeah, I'm just thinking. I mean, I've done a lot of stuff. That might be one of the things.
For Christmas, like, oh, look!
You open a box and inside is you getting a blowjob while playing a video game?
Just watching.
Just what I've always wanted.
Playing a video game?
Obviously.
Vacuolate Tuna says, dear Jick, I am obsessed with fish, specifically tuna. Are you a Jick of all trades? I'm so sorry. Do you know how I can alleviate these symptoms? I was hoping there'd be a question in there, but...
There's kind of a question.
Maybe you need, like, I don't know what they call it, where, like, you want to quit smoking, so you quit smoke a whole pack at once.
Like, drink a bottle of castor oil?
Yeah, like drain the juice from, like, 10 cans of tuna packed in oil and just drink it.
Yeah. Just, I was thinking the water would be gross, but that's even worse. do a beer bong full of the mustard from sardines. Wow. I guess it wouldn't be a beer bong if it was fish mustard. It'd be more of a fish mustard bong. Oh, hey, I finally got to draw a bong for a Halo-related project.
Excellent.
When I was doing some of the card game, yeah. If you guys want to look in the item images directory at bong.gif, it's yeah. It's not so much a bong as a glass sculpture, with the sculpture in quotes. You know, it's functional.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a top hat with a smoke port.
A top hat with a smoke port?
Yeah. I don't know why I chose the word port.
Yeah.
There,
but a smoke stack. It doesn't look like any stovepipe hat with a stovepipe.
I don't know.
Do you think anybody ever made a stovepipe hat out of actual stovepipes?
Probably.
You know,
do you think anybody ever made a crack
pipe? He's pretty much 100% right. It looks like a top hat with a port.
Well, fine. You guys can eat my butthole.
I think it's just too wide.
I always imagine a bong as having, like, a round bottom for some reason.
Well, that's so obviously a bong. Well, it depends. There's a lot of bongs, man.
That's true. Bongs come in all shapes and sizes.
They do.
A friend of mine worked in a warehouse once, and they made apparently a gravity bong out of one of the cardboard tubes that carpet comes wrapped around. You had to like get up on a ladder to get on the top of it, and it took like a long time to like suck enough smoke into it to fill it. And then the guy like holding the thing shut on the bottom would let go, and the guy would get knocked off the ladder and be absolutely blitzed in like one hit.
Yeah.
But how much
from inhaling, like,
fire?
Apparently it took like a pound.
Jesus. That can't.
I probably don't have the numbers right, but
gravity bongs.
It was a lot.
Just a, you know, not that I do drugs, kids, but when I do, man, like I can buy $10 worth of marijuana and it'll get me high 500 times. Actually, it won't. It'll get me high like 5 times and then it'll be all dried out and gross. And the first time I try and give some to somebody else, they'll like make fun of me for having shitty dry weed, and I'll throw it away and be all embarrassed. That sucks.
Well, if your weed starts to go bad, you can bring it over here.
I think that's a really bad idea. I mean, the house already looks like we have a bunch of drug dealers live here.
Anyway, guys, drugs are bad.
Yeah, that's right. Drugs are bad.
They'll make you fail drug tests, which will keep you from getting anything but the shittiest jobs in this country. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm worried about getting jobs. By the way, guys, we're starting random drug testing.
I'm with me.
To make sure we're on drugs?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Every day, I'm going to randomly select one of you, and if you're not stoned, you're fired.
So that's going
to
work.
We're not even
going
to do a piss test to make sure that you had been. I'm saying, you know, if you guys want to stay on the payroll.
The drug test consists of, like, never mind, I can't think of what else I was going to say.
It'd be cool to, like, seal off some of the air conditioning ducts and turn the house into a pipe.
I think you need more than a pound of weed to fill the house.
We could just, like, get a 55-gallon drum of LSD.
And swim in it.
Just dunk your head in it.
Yeah.
You guys go right ahead. I'll be over here. At church.
You'll probably get hit with a splash back from when our corpses just sort of fall into the bucket.
Yeah, that Mother 4000. This is actually something I was just kind of talking to Hot Stuff about. How about seasonal shops or carts that could open up in the market square? Perhaps a traveling salesman type character who can sell you new stuff, some useful, some worthless, for your campground. And not necessarily for your campground, but, you know. Joshua says, clothes make the man. Naked people have little or no impact on society. But what about the horrors of porn?
And,
they don't start out naked.
And Lady Godiva.
Yeah, she was naked. She had some impact.
She put everything she had on a horse.
Huh?
Nothing. Abbott and Costello routine.
I see. Who else did stuff naked that was important? Jesus was naked once when he took a shower.
Everyone was naked once.
No, that isn't true.
Were you born with clothes on?
I don't know if you would call... I mean, it wasn't so much clothes as like a tightly woven full-body hair suit.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, you guys, you don't really see it because I've never been here for more than like 24 hours, but if I don't shave my entire body every 24 hours, I'm like a fucking werewolf.
Yeti.
Colin says, hey, I can't get my radio to work. What do I look like, a bathtub? That's a joke.
Oh, is the joke over?
No. What is that? It's the there's two bears in a bathtub, and one of them's like, "Hey, can you pass the salt?" And the other one says, "What do I look like? A radio?" You know, and it's like the sort of default nonsense joke.
Hmm.
Oh, it's supposed to be nonsense. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyways. Let's see here. Echelon says, can you make a hammock in the game? Thank you, I don't care what it does. We were talking about that just the other day.
Yeah, we're going to do that whole gauze hammock thing, you know, with the gauze hammock thing.
I know, should it be such that you have to choose between your beanbag sharing?
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, it will be.
But would you get one back?
No.
Hmm.
No, we can pretty easily narratively justify that. While you're hanging the hammock up, you accidentally kick the beanbag and it
ruptures,
catches on fire, and also
the gas tank explodes.
Yeah, it also destroys your house.
That's a great mechanic.
Solar Flare says, "Are you wearing a hat?" I'm wearing a headset.
I'm wearing my headset around my neck.
So would that make it a neck set?
Yes.
I'm not going to tell you where I'm wearing my headset.
If you were wearing it around your jet, would it make it a jet set?
A jet set headset?
Chrome Master says, when will you make display case adding and removing simple to use, just like the store inventory? This would be a great addition. Huh.
Wasn't aware that it was.
Yeah, I don't know,
especially
that
harder
people
to use
think
than
of. Yeah, I think people tend to think of the store interface as being very cumbersome. I don't know, dude. There's stupid. Damn it. Stupid.
Beer babies.
We got so many different interfaces for doing different shit that it just makes me feel like a...
I'm sorry, things are easy to use.
Inconsistent.
Oh, you mean like the user interfaces.
Man.
Each one works differently too. It's mostly my fault.
No, I mean it's mostly the fact that it's like been, you know, this product has been in constant development for 3 years, you know.
Yeah.
Product. If I ever use the word product, I want somebody to punch me in the balls.
Okay, here.
What is that you use in your hair? Oh, it's product. Punch me in the balls. O'Daly says, "Dear JNXNR, if you can make it so clicking on the add link while in a fight defaulted to a basic attack, that would save me a lot of wrist movement when leveling and would really help curtail the old carpal tunnel. Thanks, guys."
Do we want to make it that easy?
I don't know. I mean, it's...
Well, the problem with that actually is... the character pane and the main pane don't refresh at the same time?
It used to be such that loading fight without an action would cause you to do a basic attack.
Now people
complained about it. Now it does nothing.
Actually, what it does is makes the monster attack you, which is good for certain degenerate fighting strategies.
Yep. Yeah. Glorious Death says, "Why doesn't the game just automatically remove the offhand melee weapon when you're equipping a ranged weapon instead of giving an annoying message?" I could see either way, you know.
It only does that for one-handed ranged weapons, and there are only 3 of those in the kingdom.
What? Salt, spray...
The can of fake snow is one-handed.
The hand gun.
And the gun. Lead yo-yo is one-handed.
The gun gun.
And the gun run is one-handed.
the gun that shoots little guns.
Is that like the Adel?
Funyun gun?
The Funyun gun?
That'd be pretty tasty.
That'd be awesome.
That gun that shoots spiders.
That are covered in lava.
I remember once discussing the words macaroon, quadroon, and vinegaroon with Doc Galactic, and like a vinegaroon is a thing that's like a cross between a scorpion and a spider, which like we were trying to think of something scarier than that, and we came up with a gun that shot spiders. Like, or just like, you know,
a gun that shot vinegaroons.
I don't know, maybe like a minority with a gun that shot spiders.
Are those potato bugs? That would be worse.
Oh, have you guys encountered those awesome giant, but apparently totally harmless bees that fly around here?
Uh-uh.
The neighbor's tree has these giant jet black bumblebees.
Weird.
That apparently just don't have stingers. They're like carpenter bees, I guess.
Oh, okay.
We should like catch one.
Oh, like big fat fuzzy kind of bees? Oh, okay. Yeah, those are awesome. You can catch them and like tie strings to their legs and fly them around like little blimps.
Oh. Huh.
Oh, PETA is totally going to kill us.
Wow. Cruel. People for the ethical treatment of insects.
Petty.
It's like the you know, search for extraterrestrial intelligence, except instead of a search, it's a...
It's a people.
Is that where you have to go and tell the people that are processing? Oh, they think they're people. I don't
know. Nama says she has those bees around her house.
Bees! Riff, oddly enough, is wearing his Bees Hate You shirt.
No, that's true, I am. I'd forgotten that.
Yeah, bees do hate Riff. It's awesome.
No. Bees hate everybody.
Even him,
spiders. It's just general you. No. I think maybe just humans.
I don't know. I'd like to see a bee, like, take down a hippopotamus or something.
I mean, enough Africanized bees could take down a hippopotamus.
Skeletonize it.
Piranha bees. There was something with piranha bees in it.
Yeah, there was.
Did they fly or swim?
I don't remember.
Yes.
Yeah.
Piranha bees. Garamboy 98 says, "Can you listen to the radio and still be logged in?" Yes. Theoretically, unless you have a 24K modem. In which case you may be tough, out of luck in either direction.
How do you spell piranha?
I'm not sure.
P-I-R-H-A-N-A.
Is it H-A?
Is it? Or is it
there's an H in there. I know there is.
P-I-R-A-H-N-A.
That's what I was
thinking. $233,000 for A-H. And
$105,000
for... But although that's...
Or H or M-W that double chest pop-up.
Yeah.
Fucking hate pop-ups.
Okay, it's P-I-R-A-N-H-A.
No.
So I'm going to do a search for Piranha B.
Bees!
There, I know that there was something that had piranha bees in it. Maybe it was something from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
I wonder if there's a Wikipedia entry.
There's probably an encyclopedia entry for it.
Yeah, I don't find anything in... This is fascinating radio.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah, I'm looking for a question to answer, but I can't find anything that I like. DarkGamer72 says, with especially salty dogs occasionally blessing the micro microbrewery, why not occasional spectral pickles for Chase Nute? Because especially salty dogs are much, much worse than spectral pickles.
Yeah, there's, like, no comparison.
I mean, they aren't the best thing to go into the micro-microbrewery, but they aren't the best drink by far. I think normal umbrella drinks dwarf them. I'm not sure, though. Wait, no?
I don't know if him.
I have to look at the numbers, and I'm too lazy to click. I think the database is down. So, you know, we could play a song while we're doing this. It is almost the top of the hour.
Yeah, oh, well, crap. I can't reload the...
No, you can't.
Yeah, this sucks. All right, well, we're going to... it should be over by the time we get back. If we play, like, 10 minutes worth of songs...
Yeah, it'll be ready.
All right. So the first thing we're going to do is this Colin Hay, who was the lead singer of Men at Work. He recorded an acoustic version of this Men at Work song, Overkill, which I like the guitar and the singing a lot. The words are kind of stupid, but I like the song. So it's... yeah, that's what I'm saying to you here.
Doggies.
And then we're going to...
play some more music.
Yeah, I feel maybe we'll do some more kind of singer songwriter guitar-y kind of gayness. I'll put on some Neutral Milk Hotel because that's always a winner. We'll do Two-Headed Boy Part 1 and then Two-Headed Boy Part 2.
All right.
How long is that? That's going to be pretty long. You know what? We'll do Two-Headed Boy, and then we'll do the King of Carrot Flowers parts 1 and 2, because that'll put us at the right amount of time for one of these breaks. So we'll be back in like 11 minutes or so.
Right up.
All right.
I can't get to sleep. I think about the implications of diving in too deep. Possibly the complications, especially at night. I worry over situations. I know we'll be alright. Perhaps it's just imagination. Day after day it reappears. Night after night my heartbeat shows. Ghosts appear and fade away. Come back another day.
Mm-hmm.
body shows the fear, goes to be and fade away, goes to be and fade away, goes to be. Thank you.
Hey, I found you.
Here I am.
Again, on your own, going down the only road you've ever known? Or you said, here I am, not here I go.
I think you said, here I am.
I did say, here I am.
Oh, so rock us like a hurricane.
Or a candy cane.
rock you like a candy cane.
Huh. Database is back up. Yay!
There are, you know, varying degrees of being back up.
Well, as
this
in
is up to the
theoretically conserved queries.
Slow as
not
crunchy fuck.
I need to get with Geoff and be like, hey, bitch. And then tell him how it is.
Yeah. And then he'd be like, don't step to me, Holmes. And I wouldn't know what to do. I'd
you
be like, you know,
nine.
You totally busted me. I was fronting.
You would have been fronting a lot.
I would have been.
Or you'd be dead.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so it turns out piranha bees are from Strange Adventures in Infinite Space. That's how I know that. And, yeah.
Took my captive music break to figure that out, so I'm glad we did it then. Or, well, by we, I mean Chick. Panasonic Penguin says, will the Mr. Store familiars come back to Mr. Store? No, we don't plan on repeating familiars. We may make familiars that do the same thing but have different like flavor text. Examples include the symbol playing monkey and the attention deficit demon, but we will never reintroduce familiars unless we are just really desperate for money.
What? We're never desperate for money.
Well, that's why I'm saying if we were. We could totally do it and make a killing, I'll bet. But
Dr. Motive said, have you guys thought of an annoying familiar that raised monster level? Something like a gnat or a hyena, or better yet, a kobold pie thrower? That's something that will probably happen.
Well, there's really not much point of that, because the volleyball effectively does that, except for the fact that you don't have to fight a tougher monster.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you gain more plus monster levels per pound, then I could see it being better than the volleyball. But I don't know. It just seems like a volleyball versus a familiar that gained plus 20 monster level.
Well, okay, but what about a volleyball familiar that also added monster level? I mean,
it would be like a double volleyball.
That would become kind of a killer app.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's probably too.
We've already got enough monster level.
Probably
in the game
too good to do. Well, what? Yeah. Ashland says a misclass skill that doubled spell damage or something that gave spells the same luster as an LT synergy might make the misclass supporters happier. Thoughts? Yeah. I don't know about like a passive skill. Although there aren't any plus spell damage passive skills.
Well, there's intrinsic spiciness.
Well, that's not spell damage. That's sauce damage.
Yeah. I would say an additional way we could give spells the same luster is to use some turtle wax.
Yeah. By polishing them as
wax
though
off.
They were a knob.
Wax off.
Yeah, I know that he wax off. I don't need you to remind me.
Just saying.
We're talking about. I honestly kind of like the idea of changing the cookbook to plus 25% instead of plus 20 or whatever it is now.
That seems like a decent idea to me.
Or at least making something similar that did that. Like, putting in a few things that you could get that raise spell damage by a percentage, I think, would go a long way towards making spells.
The only disadvantage to that would be the people who use, like, the one damage spells with the plus 20. But do we really care about that?
I was kind of trying to come up with something that the reward for that guild quest that I'm currently working on could have, that would be a good option for that.
No, yeah, and I mean, you know, we're also trying to sort of come up with things that people will want
to go out of their way for.
Want to go out of their way for to put in the basement at really high levels or really low levels. Because you know, the idea is what we want to do is basically create a situation where to be really competitive in softcore, you have to at least once sort of power level and get to a really deep part of the basement.
because we'll put specific rewards in the basement at specific levels instead of it just being the kind of stat gains like it is now. Because that way, you know, it'll waste a lot of people's time. That's what we strive for.
Yeah.
In the game is to waste a lot of people's time.
Well, isn't that the entire purpose of the game?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The more time we waste, the more credit we get from Satan.
Yeah. No, wait. No, because their hands aren't idle. So it's not the devil's workshop. It's like
and I don't have a long enough spoon.
Carport.
Yeah. That's definitely a barrier to our business model. Spoon length.
Isn't, though, idle's hands are the devil's workshop, isn't that about, like, don't get bored or you'll masturbate too much?
Something kind of? Like that, it's like, yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, it must suck having to worry about, you know, just being too bored.
I don't remember the last time I was bored.
I get bored occasionally.
Yeah, sometimes. There's no movies I feel like watching. There's no books I feel like reading. I'm out of things to read on the internet. I'm bored.
I run out of things to read on the internet all the time, but then
yeah, I run out of internet all the time.
I will frequently say, I'm out of internet.
I beat the last guy. He was hard.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Bonjo says, why don't you guys make a leaderboard for players without hockey sticks? Thanks. We were thinking about doing that at the same time as we added the leaderboard for Games Without Frontiers and the one for War Without Tears. And the Men Without Hats leaderboard also. That's for the safest dancers.
And the least friends.
Yeah, I do acknowledge
people
that
live down under.
I do acknowledge that it's a, you know, it's a truth that people with hockey sticks are just going to dominate the softcore leaderboards. But it's also
not the only game.
If it's not them, it's going to be somebody with something else, you know?
Yeah.
And then everybody
will
be
just
like, well,
like the people that have Bayos or the people that have X and Y skills or, you know, it's always going to be something.
And it's sort of the reason why we put in hardcore, so that way there would be less of the haves and the have-nots. Although, indeed. I suppose the snow cone thing kind of puts a small gulf in that.
Well, I guess.
I don't think it's a significant one.
But it is. I mean, you can't really be competitive in hardcore without the snow cone skill, which kind of sucks. Like, had I realized that, I probably would have done something different.
Well, we have things in the pipe that will make that also not the killer app of fair footing play.
Yeah, fair footing play.
Yeah.
Bear pudding clay.
Bear biting play?
Bear baiting?
Bear baiting?
We should put bear baiting in the game. How does that even work? What is it, like you tie up a bear and then
yeah, they just tied a bear to a pole and then, like, yeah, threw rocks at it and had dogs annoy it until it died.
that sounds like fun.
Yeah, well, before they invented Shakespeare, they had to do something.
So would you have a bear baiting skill? Like, it would go from a novice bear baiter to like
to a bear masturbator. Yeah, yeah. You'd have to start out as a bear novice baiter. Yeah.
You're a bar-baiter.
I Rock Your World 1993. Motherfucking annoying douchebag. Just saying. How much were the tiny plastic swords when they first came out? Well, when they first came out, they were free. Because they came out of a Christmas present. Unilin says, why are there no onions in KOL? You could cook them with pretty flowers to make blooming onions. You know, the blooming onion is one of the most disappointing appetizers ever conceived by man.
I mean, you could spend, like, two fewer dollars and get the cheese fries.
You look at it, you're like, whoa, that sounds like something that would be delicious, and it looks like something that would be delicious, and then it's like, huh, I'd rather eat shoelaces.
Did you ever see that that Mystery Science Theater bit where this crow, I think, like, mail-ordered an onion blossomer and blossomed, like, Mike's bowling ball and Servo's head.
Huh.
I wonder how an onion blossomer works. Did you ever see one of those? Did you ever see that thing that would make curly fries? This weird, like, sort of crank machine that you would put it on. You'd like shove a potato onto this spike, and then this you'd like crank this thing down over it, and it would just fall into a bunch of curly fries.
Whoa!
And you're like, whoa, what the fuck? That's awesome. But then you'd cook them and be like, this doesn't taste a goddamn thing like curly fries because you just don't have the fat or whatever the seasoning that they put in, regular curly fries. So it's like, yeah. It was really like...
interesting. I wonder if you could do it with like a wooden orb and make a complicated puzzle.
Huh.
I wonder how much waste potato there is left after one of those. We should buy one.
Well, the thing is that, you know, you notice with curly fries, there are a lot of the little short sort of crescents.
Yeah.
Which always have skin on them because that's sort of the outside. I mean, what it does is it makes a tiny little tight curl out of the center. Because, you know, you get those sometimes with like the sort of zero radius on the inner part. And then it makes a slightly larger curl around that and then a slightly larger curl around that. And then once you get further to the outside, you start chopping little pieces off the outside because the potato's not big enough across its entire breadth to, you know, to make another big curly fry. Yeah, but still, it's just not very good. And, you know, I can't bring myself to buy a deep fryer. I'm sure that I would use it a lot, but I feel like it, every year that I don't buy a deep fryer probably adds a few hours to my life.
Well, that's if you don't know how to cook. The thing is with deep frying is if you do it right, you add almost no oil to the your food.
I forgot about the disciple of Alton that we have here.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm letting my.
So you're saying so basically deep fried stuff is not necessarily bad for you.
Yeah, it's just that most fast food places are run by people who don't give a ten shit. So you're going to get greasy food.
Is a tin shit what the Tin Woodsman does?
That's what a tin bear does in the Tin Woods.
Next to the Tin Pope.
Next to the Tin Woodsman. Next to the Tin what?
Is the Tin Pope Robo-Catholic?
Wow. I want to be a Robo-Catholic.
Wow.
So I'm not sure though. Is a tin shit more or less than two tubs of a dead dog's cock?
And how does that compare to a tinker's cuss?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever even heard a tinker's cuss.
I think the other variation is a tinker's dam.
How many tin shits per shakes of a lamb's tail does your car get?
How many tin shits does it take to get a buttload?
buttload.
Also known as a long butt.
What?
Long butt is a metric buttload.
Huh.
Just like a long ton.
Like a long pork is human meat.
So long pork is like the metric value of...
Of a pork load.
Wow.
This could go on for hours, folks.
It could. Rackham Rose says, "Hey, Jake and Co., I just made a foray into the world of online MMORPGs, and I just wanted to say thank you for KOL. Never again will I take the sanity and spelling here for granted." Well, thank you. It's good to get sort of unqualified praise every once in a while. It makes us feel good about ourselves.
And unqualified.
Fred Levi says, "You don't play, Jake? How did you get 2 million meats?" People send it to me. I'm a great meat sink. People just be like, "Hey, I wonder what happens if I send Jake 100,000 meat." Yeah, it turns out nothing. Turns out I hit this button that zeroes out my meat. And, yeah. Gleeb says, "Yeah, KOL is a pretty cool game. You should play it sometime." Yeah. Fuser says, "Have any of you tried Urban Dead? It's a free MMORPG with an adventure-based system. No NPCs, just pure human versus zombie conflict." We could not get into it.
We tried it. That was the origin of Rifflesby.
Yeah.
Well, what happened was we Jake started playing and said, "Hey, have you guys ever played Urban Dead?" And I'm like, "No." And then Riff is like, "No." So we all three of us start playing it, and then about 10 minutes later, we run into their multi-abuse trigger.
Yeah, you
can't. And
then
none of us can play.
Yeah, it only allows a certain number of actions per IP address in a day, and so you really can't play
I also don't like the fact that moving costs an adventure.
Yeah, I mean, the problem that I had with Urban Dead, I mean, he says, I started playing it, but really I only played it for one day. The problem I have with it is that I, in my first day's worth of turns, managed to find a zombie and beat it down to 90% of its original health.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened to me.
And so, like, I understand that it's just not... It's not like KOL, it's not like World of Warcraft, it's not like any other MMO that I've ever played.
And that you're expected to be able to win.
Yeah, well, but it's also just not... I don't find games fun if the entire session of play, the first time you play it, gives you absolutely no sense of having accomplished anything, or even gaining any understanding about the mechanics, really. Yeah. So, I mean, it's, you know, a lot of people like it. I'm sure that there are things about it that I would respect if I sort of read an article about the game, but no.
Yeah.
What I would really like is a game that I could play that was like KOL.
Except not written by you?
Yeah, except not written by me. Not something that I knew everything about. I wish that Teyard or Lake of Boding would come back up. You sons of bitches.
3% planning.
Is Lake of Boding still 3% planning?
I'm sure.
Has it changed since last week? There's no progress. And I was like, oh, hey, I should check out Teyard. I bet that's gotten a lot of work done on it lately. And I went there, and it's like, oh, we took it down to start over completely. And, you know...
The part of the success of KOL is that we never did that.
What? We never rewrote it from scratch?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's probably true.
I mean, it was just like, oh, this some things are broken. That's okay.
Though, I mean, you know, if it had been something that was... conceived and initially executed as something that was pretty derivative of something else, maybe it would have made sense for us to take it down and kind of write our own thing using what we learned by imitating KOL. But, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
After a while, though, you're kind of breaking your own ground. Sort of.
Is that like being hoisted by your own petard?
Yes.
Which is not as naughty as, you know, you would have thought, like...
I always, whenever anybody says that, I think being hoisted by your own Picard.
Huh.
Make it so.
What a Picard is like a bomb or something, right?
Yeah, it's like a gunpowder bomb.
Oh, right. How does
something that explodes hoist you?
Hoist is in like shoot you into the air. I think.
Yeah, like it's like you're trying to plant a bomb to blow down the wall, but it goes off before you get away from it.
And I always think of a hoisting as something you did with like a flagpole.
Yeah, based on the context, when I was trying to figure out what hoist by your own petard meant, I assumed that a petard was one of those rope tied to a bent over tree traps. Like in old cartoons, okay. And so it was like mistakenly stepping into your own trap, because that's kind of what it means.
Yeah.
You know, and that was the only thing I could think of that you would set up that was capable of hoisting something.
Hoist is kind of a funny word.
Yeah.
Hoist.
You said petard.
Amplitude accuses you of being a yelling, whiny bitch tonight.
A yellow, whiny bitch?
Yelling.
Oh, yelling, right? I was going to say. Oh, me so sorry, me whine so much. Ah, God.
Way to go.
Me so sorry, me so racially insensitive. I'm part Asian, so it's okay for me to do that. Yeah. Vacuolate Tuna says, Jake, if you auctioned yourself on eBay, I would happily buy you. I don't...
How long do you want to be owned by
weirded
tuna?
Out.
I don't know. Yeah, that guy smells like fish.
Not all things that smell like fish are bad.
Johnny Extra says, is it odd that exploding barrels in the barrel full of barrels don't destroy adjacent barrels? Barrel doesn't even seem like a word anymore.
The barrels are immune to being exploded from the outside.
In fact, those are petards.
Yeah, well, can't you tell the petards apart from the barrels? If you look closely enough, you can tell.
Yeah, we can make them slightly smaller and a slightly different color, like in Diablo. Or no, not Diablo. What was it? PS2 EverQuest game.
Oh, the exploding barrels. Yeah, and that they kind of got that from.
That, yeah, Heroes of... what's the land that EverQuest takes place in? Norrath. Champions of Norrath.
Yeah.
Which was pretty much just a bad ripoff of the, like, Baldur's Gate games for the Xbox. That actually, you know, now that I used to think that there wasn't anything on the Xbox that I really liked, but Mech Assault was really good, and, the Baldur's Gate games were fun. When I lived with it, were fun.
I think the second Baldur's... There was a crossover of crews between the Champions of Norrath series and the console.
Yeah. I mean, the Champions of Norrath game was kind of... It wasn't... Like, the second Baldur's Gate game was good enough that I played all the way through it, even though I'd played all the way through the first one, you know? But the Champions of Norrath game just didn't grab me. I bought it, and...
There was one of them that I played through, like, three times in a row with the same character just to get all the different stuff, but I don't remember which one it was.
I played the two Baldur's Gate games on the Xbox with Disco Banjo when I was living with him, and it was the kind of thing that was just super fun to do cooperatively, but I would never have had the patience for it by myself, you know? It's, yeah. The Gunrun says, Jick, when did you start to like beer? I would say when I was like 19 or 20. It took me a while. I knew that it was important that I develop a taste.
Matt, do report a similar experience.
I just never bothered.
Yeah, Riff still doesn't like beer.
Yeah. Riff drinks gin and tonic, so it's not like Riff is some pussy who doesn't like stuff that, you know, you have... Because I feel like you kind of have to develop a taste for gin and tonic. It's certainly not like just, oh my god, that's as delicious as Kool-Aid the first time you have a gin and tonic. It's like,
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's like, wow, this tastes like, you know, a rubbing Christmas tree alcohol off someone's death. Ass.
Yeah.
Like, covered with rubbing alcohol. Yeah. Sofinator says, Here, whenever game designers talk about balance, they mean less interesting. I prescribe more vodka for Jick. It's whiskey, not vodka. I don't drink vodka.
Vodka isn't good to just drink.
It's not, like, I don't really understand vodka, because the better vodka is, the more it tastes like water.
Yeah, the point of vodka is to make things that aren't alcoholic without affecting the... Or majorly affecting the base drink.
Yeah, I'm a whiskey and gin person, largely a whiskey person. But gin really, I'll drink gin and tonics if I'm out, or gins and tonic, and they don't have any beer on tap that I like. You know, I'll get a gin and tonic, and at home I'll drink dirty martinis, which is weird. I don't like gin. You know, gin by itself is gross, but somehow a dirty martini, which is just a glass of gin with some olive juice in it, it tastes nothing like gin to me.
Huh.
The olive juice somehow just neutralizes the nasty parts of the gin flavor. It tastes like alcohol. It definitely has like a bite to it. You know, it's not something that I would describe as being like tasty, I guess.
Remind me to get some olives when we go to the store tomorrow.
Yeah. Along with our double stuffed Oreos and kimchi.
I found this jar of, and the other thing is, I don't like martinis with Bombay Sapphire. Bombay Sapphire is good for gin and tonic, but I get regular Bombay or Beef Eater for making martinis. But I found this jar of olives that was specifically, it's martini olives. It's regular pimento stuffed big green olives, but they're in vermouth instead of vinegar or whatever they normally store.
That's
olives
clever.
In, so it's like you don't have to put any vermouth in your martini because there's enough, you know, in the olives, or the way I do it, in the olive juice. It's like combination vermouth and olive juice. What is olive juice? You know, you must know about this. Alton Brown surely showed you how to pickle olives at some point.
Actually, no, I've never seen an olive show. I mean, I think there's one in season 9.
Like, what is pickle juice? It's just like salt water. It must just be salt.
It's vinegar and salt.
Vinegar and salt, yeah.
And various spices. Because
it doesn't taste or smell like vinegar, really. I mean, it just tastes and smells like pickles. Or olives.
Well, pickled cucumbers, anyway. You can pickle a lot more things than what we normally think of as pickles.
Well, when I say pickles, I mean pickled cucumbers. I mean, that's, I think so does everyone else.
Yeah. Oh. Well, if you're just looking, I figured you were looking at me to just be sort of anti-retentive about it,
Glebe says, how come there is no extreme ray of Gene? The Gene Ray thing is kind of over.
Yeah, we kind of hit the zenith with that whenever we got him on the radio.
That was cool, though. Like, I mean, apart from the fact that he's, like, kind of a...
I don't even know that I would describe him as an asshole. He's just old. I mean, his views about, like, you know, gays and minorities, I mean, it's sort of, I don't know, it's like faulting a caveman for thinking lightning is bad, you know? Maybe not. You know, maybe there are old people who aren't pricks like that, but it's like, I don't know. That guy's just crazy. TN underscore Dastardly J says, shout out from Tasmania, Australia. There aren't many of us playing. Yeah. Yeah, because you guys all have, like, tornado-shaped holes cut through your midsections by those devils. That sucks, man.
I can't imagine it makes it easy to connect to the internet whenever there's just tornado-shaped holes in everything.
Yeah. Bad Amother 4000 says, ideas for letters, preparatory H. Easy E, Special K, High C, Honeyed B. Those are good.
I like Preparatory H best of all.
Yeah. I still like that Saturday Night Live skit about the skateboard. It was a Preparation H commercial, but it was all extreme. Skateboard kids. And at the end, Jimmy Fallon's this, like, skate punk who's like, I'm going to drop a H-bomb on my Rizzoids. Which, that's funny.
Pretty good writing.
Yeah. Crimbo It Up says, I had a question about the MMG. How does it work? Is it like a dice roll in the system? Yes, it is exactly like a dice roll in the system.
Well, actually, it's more like a coin flip, if you want to be anal retentive about it. Which I was.
Well, it's like a rolling a two-sided die.
Which is a coin.
Like a two-headed boy. Two-sided die. All covered in glass. Kitty says, would it be possible to get a used multiple on dollhouses? I'd like to not get rares in bulk every once in a while.
Rares in bulk.
Yeah, I guess.
It seems like I looked at that and didn't do it for some reason.
Yeah, it's.
I don't remember why, though.
Sorry, I'm trying to make dinner plans here.
Yeah. Prototype 55 says, Xeno, boxers, briefs, commandos, or thong? Yes.
Me too.
Eh, depends.
Yarrick the Real Bad says, what was Riff's role in the creation / refinement of blank white cards? Expliquez, s'il vous plaît. I would actually like to hear this entire story, too. And so, because the blank white cards was the reason that I had heard of Riff long before I ever made KOL and was excited to find out that he was playing.
The guy, okay, I ran into a webpage, and I want to say it was trouserarousal.net, but last time I looked at it, it was dead.
That's a great
name. Yeah, it's a really good name. But the original version of it didn't have really any gameplay. It was just drawing pictures on cards and putting them down on the table next to cards that other people had drawn. And I mean, it was just like, you know, fun drawing pictures event with your friends. And that's cool and all, but I thought, you know, I wanted, like, more of a game out of it, even if the rules are so vague that it's not really a game, the way Mornington Crescent is, for the few of you listening who have ever heard of Mornington Crescent. So I developed, like, the system for how many blank cards you would have in a deck versus how many already drawn cards versus how many cards left over for other games, and you know, codified the how many points a card would usually have, and having the title at the top and everything, and and mucked around with the systems until it seemed to mesh together pretty good, and then I wrote a web page about it.
And thus began his spiraling fall into internet stardom.
If you call it that.
So, but I mean, basically,
how about
if you do a search for 1,000 blank white cards, you pretty much find you first.
Yeah.
Now, the trouserarousal.net one is still there. What? This is weird. There are what are apparently some dates.
That's informative. In case you needed some dates. Can you wrap bacon around them?
Is 1.7.3 a date? Maybe that's 2003.
Okay, the trouserarousal.net that I got is now apparently a porn site.
Trouserarousal.nu is where I found it.
Okay.
And Board Game Geek has it.
Yeah, I posted the...
Designed by Nathan McQuillan and Riff.
That's the one.
Nathan McQuillan's the original guy. Public domain. You son of a bitch, now we can't sell it.
What were we going to sell?
You know, some...
some blank cards.
Yeah, dude.
And a pencil.
It's a fortune. A fortune just waiting to be fortuned. I always thought it'd be funny if Bib Fortuna had a brother named Bob, because I thought the idea of bobbing for tuna was funny.
Man, that'd be kind of tough to catch.
Fifor points out that Black White Cards is more like Nomic than like Mornington Crescent, which is a good point.
I never played what I always assumed was pronounced Nomic.
I don't actually know. I always just pronounced it Nomic.
I mean, isn't it just kind of like a game where you make up... It's like asshole. Part of the game is making up rules.
Yeah, but it's also... Well, part of... It's not just the making up of rules, but it's... You vote on which rules get implemented.
Oh, that's
and
interesting.
So, yeah, so part of the two ways to win are either to win by whatever the winning condition is in the current rule set, but you can also win by proposing a new rule that gets voted in, which causes a game-breaking contradiction in the rules.
Huh.
So if you can trick the other players to accept a rule you've made that destroys the game, then you win.
Huh. Is it kind of like that... I feel like it's kind of like that game that I fucking hate that we played a couple times.
Which?
Oh, what is it?
Flux?
Yeah, god damn it.
Yeah, that seemed like it would have been a decent game, but it turns out it was just boring.
I mean, I just don't feel like there is any gameplay to Flux. And maybe that comes from an unsophisticated understanding of it, but I really feel like we could have saved a lot of time by just, like, rolling dice to see who won. Because, I mean, yeah, at any given point... I guess this is how I could illustrate the problem that I have with that. At any given point in the game, there is a non-zero chance that using the cards in your hand, you can win the game if you play them in the right order. But if everyone is, like, smart and good at games, it's basically the first person who notices that they have a set of cards like that in their hand, which you might as well just determine randomly. You know, it's like the landscape of the game is going to change so much by the time it gets back around to you that there is... I don't feel that there is any way to plan for the future in it. Unless you're planning for the future by keeping certain cards in your hand, at which point you've run into exactly the same problem. It's just a matter of who happens to get a set of cards in their hand.
The one or two times that we played, I used to remember not having anything in my hand because we would have, like... Someone would play the discard every card at the end of your turn rule, or you know, only
or you know a hand size of two rule or something, and like
I just remember not having any options and not feeling like I could do anything because the card drawing and keeping rules were too strict. I don't know.
I mean, I also feel like that's the kind of game that your perception of it can change pretty dramatically based on how it goes the first couple times you play it, but. I don't know. It's just not something... Like, we have a lot of games here that I would like to play, and I would rather play any of them than Flux. You know, I'm glad that I'm aware of it. I'm glad that I know that it exists. I saw an expansion to it, to which I said, huh? You know, things...
More random rules.
Whatever. Like,
would you say that it was worse than that dungeon-making game that we played? What was that called, Riff?
Dungeon Quest?
Yeah,
the Games Workshop game that where there's only like a 4 in 20 chance of anyone winning.
But I mean, at least that game had the comedic value of just being really aggressively badly designed.
Yeah. not that I'm sure that was a conscious decision on the makers of the
But I mean, just that thing where you were supposed to, whatever you were supposed to do, where you, when you were fighting a monster, you had to play against somebody else in a game of rock, paper, scissors that wasn't balanced.
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck do you ruin the balance of rock, paper, scissors? But I mean, it was seriously the case. Like, I mean, I guess there was like a little bit of, there were some head games in there, but... You know, it got to the point where we were just shouting the same thing over and over again to get the combat over.
Mighty Blow! Mighty Blow!
Mighty Blow! Mighty Blow! Because we were like the announcer from that pre-Mike Tyson version of Punch-Out. Except I think he was saying Body Blow?
I don't remember.
I think you're right.
Uppercut! Body Blow! Body Blow! Body Blow!
That sounds like a really weird way to snort cocaine.
It's like body shots of tequila,
yeah.
Except it's body lines of blow.
Yeah. I guess there would be strippers involved, and then it would become a pretty common sort of thing for varying degrees of the word common.
The Gun Run says, what PSP games do you guys own? I have not touched my PSP in so long that I forgot what games I own.
I never bothered to get one because it didn't have any games that interested me enough.
I agree with Riff.
I bought the I bought it when it came out because I was told that it was a cool piece of hardware, you know.
People play KOL on them.
Yeah, that's what they say. In fact, somebody earlier asked if we could make a PSP friendly version of the interface.
That would be a lot of work, but I could see wanting to make a mobile device friendly version of the interface.
Yeah, I mean, I've thought about adding something that was. I mean, I feel like this is the kind of thing that we could do pretty easily if the game was done.
Yeah.
But I hate creating two versions of important scripts that have to. But not because it's like I worry that, oh, you won't be able to use these features if you're using the mobile version of the adventure script or the fight script or whatever, but because it would introduce exploits.
Yeah.
Because we would make some change to the fight script and forget to do it in the
like you were saying, if it was done, then we could just redesign things modularly enough. Is that
but we could write the mobile version once and then just be done with it, you know. Yeah. Except for, I mean, I'd like to think that eventually we will get to the point where the only thing we ever do to KOL is add content just by dropping new stuff into the database, but that's just not going to happen. I mean, we're just in the sort of constant process of refinement. I wouldn't mind there being a mobile version. I mean, we just strip out the chat. There's just, you know, it would sort of have to be outside of frames, I guess.
There's things that I kind of want to do to chat that'll make it easier to do that.
Yeah.
I want to make it such that there's sort of two sets of frames rather than one page with frames. Like, the first set is just chat off to the right, and then a blank. The rest of the screen is blank. And if you would load another page, that would have the top frame and the left page and the thing. So that way we could have, like...
That would actually allow you to switch back and forth between full mode and compact mode without reloading chat,
yeah.
Which would be kind of handy.
Also, it would let you, if we ever introduced another game, we could switch, you know, like...
Yeah, that's... No, really, that's true. Because, I mean, that's the thing. The next, like, sort of quantum change in the way chat works is going to happen when we make another game. Because the thing is, the only way that I feel like we could make another web-based game without just sort of fucking ourselves by competing with ourselves is if it was pretty tightly integrated into the existing setup. Like, you shared chat channels with KOL, and you could just play something different, you know?
Yeah.
And we'd have, you know, we'd want to do, like, this sort of single unified login kind of thing, which is... I've felt at times like, you know, okay, why don't we just do that now and let... Because I also thought about, like, sort of letting people register multis, kind of, like having more than one character on a single login account. But... And have it not let you... trade between them, you know.
Yeah, if, like, you register your multis, they can't.
If you register your multis, then they can't trade. Which,
well, what's going to stop people? I mean, will people be less likely to make unregistered multis for that purpose?
No, but it'll allow the people who have legitimate multis to have some more, you know, sort of convenience, I guess.
Yeah.
For that, I don't know. I don't know that it's even. I don't know.
The thing is, it would be a lot of work, and there's no reason to do that.
Well, the reason that I don't want to do is it would be confusing and cumbersome to, like, retrofit the existing setup into it. I mean, I remember having Network Solutions. I had a bunch of different accounts at Network Solutions for some reason, and they had this interface where I could sort of combine them all into one, and it was handy and convenient. And I think about that, and I think, yeah, people are smart; they'll figure this out. But, like, I think I don't know. I can't imagine a way to allow people to do that that isn't going to confuse people who don't want to.
Yeah.
But basically, the idea is that eventually you will have a, you know, it's the asymmetric games portal.
Woo!
And you'll have a unified login that allows you to, you know, create characters in a number of games.
Yeah. And doing that's going to require, among other things, another database, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we'll probably end up needing, like, a specific authentication server that works across all the games. And, I mean, you know, I've been thinking that we ought to talk to the, like, not that, you know, hey, everybody, you just get to listen to, like, a company conversation.
I'm sure that people actually are somewhat interested.
Well, yeah, no, I would imagine that. I've been thinking that it might be worth it to talk to the data center and see if anybody else is using the other half of the rack that we're in.
Mm-hmm. And just
buy it. And that it might be worth it to say, like, look, we'll give you, like, $100 a month to not sell that rack to somebody else,
mm-hmm.
you know, to, like put... If you get a new customer, just don't put them there because we might eventually want to use it. I don't know if they would do that. I might
probably
be able to talk
not.
Them into it if they haven't already put anything else there.
What would be their usual... I mean, if we wanted to buy more gear, wouldn't
well,
they
if
just
we
move
wanna,
us to another rack or something?
Yeah,
like
I guess. They probably wouldn't. It would require downtime, and it would probably... I mean, to do it right... You know, it doesn't really take that long to move all the servers from one setup to another, but to do it right, to do it carefully, we'd have to... It would be like a business day of downtime, probably, and I would like to avoid that. I mean, the thing is, they might not right now because, I mean, we would... Having it split across racks would require additional investment in, like, networking hardware, and it would make it more difficult for them to bill us if we weren't all going through... If all of our shit wasn't going through the same switch on the way out, but...
Which means they would just charge us more.
Yeah, but I mean, it would make sense for us to have everything on the same rack. And it's like, I don't know what they would cost. I don't know what they would charge us for an empty rack. I mean, we give them plenty of money now. You know, we got to be from what they told us, we're on the high end as far as customers go.
Oh,
like most of the data center's customers do not have as big an account. You know, they don't have as much stuff in there.
Yeah,
they don't
we're not
as
easy
much space
to
use, as we do.
But.
Yeah, we're not, but I mean, Easy News is not a client of our data center. Easy News is our data center.
Oh, right.
I mean, the data center was like what they do in addition to running Easy News. Easy News is what the company makes their money off of.
Yeah.
And the data center is just there because they already have to have all the server resources. They already have to have all the bandwidth. They already have to have all the backbone.
Might as well resell what
they might as well resell some of the resources. Yeah. So, it's
It's
nice. As long as people like porn,
we
will always have a data center. It's handy.
I don't see that going away anytime soon. Yeah, like the reason why we... Well, what was I going to say? Things like keeping Shadow alive over Rollover would require another database server, which would be pretty much the herald of that sort of asymmetric portal.
And I mean, I feel like the authentication server could be the chat server.
That's exactly what
I mean. So we basically need one additional database server that just stays
never,
up all the time.
Yeah.
It would need to be backed up, but I mean, it's trivial to back up authentication data, even if we have a billion users.
Yeah.
Maybe not a billion, but even if we have several million users.
If all of India is playing.
Yeah, but I mean, but even then, I mean, something like a table with a row for every person on Earth is not that big if it all is storing as a login and a password for them. You know, like, it's so the server would never have to go down to get backed up the way that the regular KOL servers do, and, like, you know, so then you get, like, a player ID based on that, and then you're, I mean, that would also make it so, I don't know, people have this whole e-penis thing going on with their player IDs that would... It would get a little goofy because the newest players of a new game that we made wouldn't have low player IDs. The people with low player IDs would be the ones who came in who played KOL the earliest.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean...
I think people would get over that.
Yeah, I think they would too. I mean, and if they wouldn't, then, you know,
they
like,
would just
the answer
not.
Is, fuck you, quit whining. I mean, it's not like we need to do something about it. Anyway... Yeah, we should totally rent that office space over in the big Bank of America skyscraper.
So
there's space for lease over there.
I don't like.
What?
There's office space for lease in the the Bank of America skyscraper.
I don't really
understand the shape, man.
Yeah, I don't exactly relish the idea of having to go to work, but
I mean, it's probably eventually going to happen.
Though. Yeah, I mean
it's probably
we're probably going to
outgrow this house.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know that that's the answer. Even though it'd be cool to work in a skyscraper.
Yeah.
Although I don't know that I would really call that building a skyscraper.
It's the closest thing within a couple miles.
Yeah, it's the closest thing we have here in Mesa to a skyscraper. I wouldn't want to have to drive to downtown Phoenix every day to work. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, I'd take like an
hour. Hey, I know. Let's voluntarily start participating in rush hour.
And gang warfare.
Well, okay. I think we're time for leave stuff's gone.
Oh, wow. We are. That was fast.
Yeah.
It was.
We were talking about things that were sort of interesting. That's why it didn't take so long.
Body blow, uppercut. Put him away, says the Tristero. Yeah. Ghost Stalker says, do you guys play Munchkin? We played some Munchkin.
Yeah. We just basically kind of got tired of rules lawyering each other, so we stopped.
Button says, there's a Stoner Flux expansion, the profits of which go to normal. That's kind of funny. Just reading through this to see if there's anything.
TN dastardly Jasoning about a million messages.
There's a player-made game by Carnivon called Muffins.
What's the address?
Huh?
What's the address?
I'm looking. What the Christ is wrong? Man, I don't like Firefox because every once in a while, for some reason, it just won't let you cut and paste.
It's going to be kind of a weird question, but why are you using Firefox?
What?
I thought you hated it.
I use Firefox because Firefox is what I use. Son of a bitch. No, it's not what I...
I know you have your love for Internet Explorer, and I'm just curious as to why you...
Well, no, because I began to understand, you know, like, all right, people, you know, they have a point about Firefox, right? Like, you know, it's...
Yeah.
There are add-ons to Firefox. Firefox is in active development where Internet Explorer may as well not be. I mean, granted, 7 is coming out soon, right? But
I think you can get a beta
you
now.
You can get a beta of it now.
I keep meaning to install multiple versions of IE, but I don't bother because I'm lazy.
Anyway,
I use Firefox whenever I'm writing code for the Kingdom because it has the fucking sexy JavaScript console. And the DOM manager, which is really nice, too.
I like the slash forward searching thing.
I don't like the way... I don't like the fact that it pops up at the bottom and ruins my chat pane.
I don't... You know what I don't like is the fact that goddamn combo boxes will never require focus from tabbing. That to me is un-for-goddamn-givable. Because I'm accustomed to...
That's only in on Macs, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it totally works on PCs.
Oh.
Wow. I don't think any combo boxes on Mac ever require a focus.
What's a combo box?
The little...
Like a drop-down?
Oh,
like
yeah.
When you're selecting
drop-downs have never
like
been
when you're selecting what state you want you live in, when you're going through a form, you can't just tab over to it and hit down, down, down to get to Arizona.
Yeah, I've never seen that on a Mac.
Yeah. I'm seeing if Merrick is ready for the check-in, and, seeing about that kind of stuff.
Guy Vernon says, will the level 15 skills roll with the new Naughty Sorceress, the 13, or as their own thing? They will roll whenever we decide what they're going to be in.
I have a feeling that we are going to roll them with Naughty Sorceress, the 13.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, well, the thing is, it's a lot more... It's a lot less distasteful to the player base when we nerf stuff, if we nerf stuff as part of a huge content rollout. So it'll allow us to, you know... I mean, and also I feel like, to a certain extent, some of the skills are going to be kind of underwhelming. So
I think that...
They won't be so much underwhelming if they roll out with a bunch of other stuff as part of, like... You know, like because the thing is, it's not that they're bad, it's just that they're good as part of a greater whole.
Yeah.
And so... You know, the more of that hole comes out at once, anyway, yeah.
The Gun Run says, what did you guys have for breakfast? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I didn't eat a goddamn thing. The only thing I've eaten all day is an order of cheesy Fiesta potatoes from Taco Bell.
I had dinner for breakfast, which so far has been a salad and breadsticks.
All right, I'm gonna choose a song, and then I'm gonna hand off to Merrick because Merrick's ready. How about let's go with something short? We'll go with Cow and Bee's a cappella Breakfast at Tiffany's. We haven't heard that in a long time.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, good night, everybody. I'll see you on Monday, and these kids will be back on Thursday.
Yep.
Good night.
We both had a naked and I said, well, that's the one thing we've got.